KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 69. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 98. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Things will start picking up here this week for the North Central Kansas area as far as harvest is concerned. Not a lot harvested by producers in the area yet. We know that the numbers will be down this year as far as bushels taken in by area elevators, and we have the newest Kansas Crop Progress and Condition Report from the USDA out of Manhattan. As far as the state of Kansas, winter wheat condition rated 25% very poor, 28% poor, 31% fair, and 14% good, just 2% excellent. Winter wheat coloring 91% behind 97% for both last year and the five-year average. Mature was 58%, well behind 84% last year and behind the 77% average. Average harvested was 21%, well behind 54% last year and behind the 38% average for the week ending June 25th. As far as the area, North Central Kansas, winter wheat coloring is at 96% for the area. Also, winter wheat mature is 46%. Just 10% of the winter wheat has been harvested here in North Central Kansas. Again, those numbers from the USDA Crop Progress Report out of Manhattan for the week ending June 25th. Again, stay tuned this week as we get deeper into the harvest here in North Central Kansas. We'll be chatting with some area elevator operators, hopefully some area producers as well. This harvest report on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, ranking member of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science, and a member of Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, pledged yesterday to continue oversight of federal broadband deployment programs in response to the Department of Commerce's announcement to provide $451 million to Kansas for broadband development. In this digital age, access to reliable internet can determine the success of farms, businesses, and even healthcare in rural communities. Every taxpayer dollar should be used efficiently and in a way that best serves Americans, which is why I have been working with the Federal Communications Commission to update broadband maps before this funding was allocated. The accuracy of these maps will make certain funding reaches places in need of broadband access and does not overbuild areas that already have internet access. I will continue to use my Appropriations Subcommittee and Commerce Committee roles to conduct oversight of federal broadband deployment programs, end of quote. After receiving input from Kansans, the FCC released updated maps in May that listed 81,687 unserved locations, which is a 25,856 increase over the maps released in November of this past year. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osborne Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. And don't forget to check out their fireworks stand there on Independence Avenue there in Beloit as well. Glen Elder Fun Run, the best damn run in Kansas this Saturday. Check in at 6:30. Run is at 7 o'clock here in Glen Elder. And register at runsignup.com or Facebook, look up Glen Elder Fun Run. For more information, contact Norma, 545-3484, sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. This Saturday is Wakanda Lake Fest. It'll take place at the Glen Elder State Park at the Osage Area Free Event with State Park Pass. Fun Run at 7, as we mentioned, on the square in Glen Elder. Wakanda Visitor Center will be open from 8 to 4. Registration for the archery competition at 8, and the competition will be from 9 to 11 by the park office. Food trucks open at 11. Beer garden opens at noon. Registration for the cornhole tournament's 11 to 12. Cornhole tournament at 1. Open play sand volleyball and horseshoes from 12 to 6. Kids Corner water activities and games from 1 to 4. There'll be music throughout the day, back to back. Henry Tice, Che, and DJ Bridwell Band. And the Tree Slayer will be there. There'll be a live auction, raffles, and prizes, and t-shirts. And it's put on by Metro County Tourism, Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, Wakanda Cultural Association. You can learn more, visit mcks.com or go to the Facebook page of Wakanda Cultural Association. And Becker Autos, Trailers, Camper Super Center, AGCO, Wakanda Boats and Motors, Molsov Trucking, FinCool, along with Cunningham Telephone Cable, and us, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, happy to be among the sponsors for Lake Fest. There'll be the fireworks Saturday night. We'll have patriotic music during that fireworks display, and that'll all take place at the Glen Elder State Park at Wakanda Lake at the Osage area coming up this Saturday. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
There it is! And for the first time since 2009 and seventh overall, the Tigers can say we are champions.
A dominant 18-4 win for LSU in the deciding game of the College World Series National Championship on Monday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, have a look at local sports. Josh Eilert, the Osborne native, officially announced and introduced as the head coach at West Virginia in a press conference on Monday. West Virginia does lose a player to Kentucky. Also, the Royals back in action tonight and an NBA trade happening on Monday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. You know, over the weekend, Osborne native Josh Eilert was named the interim head coach of the West Virginia men's basketball team. Monday, the university held a press conference introducing Eilert as the new leader of the program. West Virginia AD Wren Baker on why they chose Eilert in the end.
For starters, he is the type of human being that you want leading young people and the type of person that you want to work with. He has incredible integrity. I was very impressed with him during this process. He is loyal. He hasn't been a job hopper. He stayed right here and worked his way up as a Mountaineer. He is thoughtful and strategic. He is honest. He also has a great basketball mind. And as we talked to various people in and around the program, it had been clear he had been given a tremendous amount of responsibilities over his time at WVU. He knows every aspect of the program. Lastly, he is a tremendously hard worker.
Eilert commented on the tough situation and the opportunity in front of him.
We want an opportunity in this business, and we had full faith and Coach Huggins, and he's gave me that opportunity. So I want to thank him, tell him how much I appreciate him and love him for giving me that opportunity. Now, since then, we've, you know, worked the way up the totem pole, so to speak, in this profession. And it's just been a special, special time for us. And I had patience through the whole process of my career here, and it's paid off. And I think that's a lesson to all you young guys out there that, you know, don't jump ship just because you always see greener pastures. Things can work out in your favor if you're just loyal.
Eilert also gave his thoughts on trying to hold the team together with the exit of Bob Huggins.
I mean, these are 18 to 23-year-olds, so there's a lot of uncertainty in their life right now. There's a lot of options in their life. And the biggest message that I have and our staff has is, you know, we care about them. And we want to reassure them that this is a great place for them. And it is a great place for them. I don't want to hinder them in any way if they feel like they have another opportunity that would be better suited for them. But I'm also going to say the message here, we got something special. We got a special group of individuals. We got a special administration. We got a special staff. And we can do something really neat here and turn this thing around and turn the page and keep the tradition alive of, you know, the Mountaineer culture.
If you'd like to watch Josh Eilert's full press conference with A.D. Wren Baker, it is posted on our story at katycountry94.com. Although Eilert is doing his best to keep the roster intact, it seemed inevitable that someone would leave. Forward Trey Mitchell entered the portal last Friday, signed with Kentucky on Monday. He averaged 11.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and just under 2 assists while shooting 47% from the floor this past season for the Mountaineers. Two other West Virginia players are in the portal right now as well. Guard Joe Toussaint scheduled to visit K-State with Texas Tech and Alabama also in the mix, while reserve forward Muhammad Waig entered the portal on Monday morning. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, after giving up a College World Series record 24 runs and a 24-4 loss in Game 2 of the Finals on Sunday, LSU had the offense rolling on Monday night in the deciding third game, rolling to an 18-4 win over Florida to claim their first national title in 14 years, their seventh in school history. Florida took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but the Tigers notched 6 in the top of the second, rolled to the 14-run win with 4-run innings in both the fourth and ninth. LSU coach Jay Johnson on the title.
Right, people. Right place, right time. This was the way it's supposed to go. And probably more impressive than winning the national championship is they were national champions every single day from the first meeting till the last pitch tonight.
LSU's 7 national championships are second most in Division I history, only behind USC's 12. Also on the diamond, after winning 2-4 on the road against the Rays over the weekend, Royals had Monday off. They're now set to start a 3-game series with the Guardians. KC enters the series 22-56, Cleveland 37-40. Game 1 of the series at 7:10 tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Finally, in sports, as the NBA free agency period approaches, trades continue to be made. On Monday, the Hawks sent forward John Collins to the Jazz for Rudy Gay and a future second-round pick. Collins is owed $78 million over the next 3 seasons. He averaged 13 points and 6.5 rebounds this past season for Atlanta. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 of the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.